Is the planet Nibiru heading our way? I have been reading a lot of crazy stuff about Planet X lately, also known as Nibiru. It seems like some of the people talking about this have lost their mind and discredit more reliable information about extraterrestrials, planets and UFOs. An example of this was one text I read which stated Nibiru somehow was shining down a light on a certain part of our planet and causing all sorts of mayhem in that area. This means the planet would have been close enough to do this, and do it without affecting any other areas on Earth. The author of the article comes from a foreign country and the articles come out regularly and are obviously translated, because the sentence structure is very bad. They put out another article which states the planet Nibiru has sent agents to the Earth and they are trying to undermine us so they can invade. The author is fixated on Nibiru, and has had a lot to say about it. In other articles he has said it is heading for us, but never explained the fact when he said it was close, no one could see it. There are a lot of people who think Nibiru exists and indeed some astronomers have said they think there is a large planet yet to be discovered in the Oort cloud, which is an area in the outermost part of our solar system, which would mean if this planet exists it would be 3 or 4 times further away than Pluto. The reason for this belief is it seems there is a disturbance out there which they believe might be caused by a giant planet. It certainly doesn't mean there is a planet heading our way. There seems to be a grouping of dwarf planets in the same area and it is thought this might have happened because this giant planet pulled them there. Some believe the orbit of Nibiru is different from the rest of the planets and it makes the planet swing through the paths of the planets in our solar system including ours and this is why it is so dangerous. Indeed, the name Nibiru means 12th planet in Sumerian. The Sumerians were very interested in what they believed was a 12th planet, and were very capable observers of the heavens even though they had no telescopes. They had some strange ideas about Nibiru and wrote about it. They believed the atmosphere on that planet had a problem and it was inhabited by the Nephilim, who left and colonized the Earth. They believed it happened over 400,000 years ago. These are the same Nephilim which are mentioned in the Bible. It is said when the Bible talks about the Nephilim it means the fallen ones. Many people have different definitions of Nephilim. Some call them Lucifer's angels, while others call them the result of angels mating with human women. They were said to be powerful giants. Scientists at NASA are said to be very clear about Nibiru. They believe there might be a large planet out there, but as for the rest of the story, they believe it is just a conspiracy theory. I can understand how they feel when they read some of the comments being made about the planet. These comments are more childish in some cases than anything else. Some NASA astronomers are firm in their belief there is another undiscovered planet out there, but they don't think it presents a danger to the Earth. The strange part about this is there could be more than one undiscovered planet, and maybe several or more dwarf planets. It would be interesting to see what they are like, because they are so far away from the Sun. Chances are they are all just frozen wastelands which hurts the story of Planet X or Nibiru even more. Zechariah Sitchin was a famous author who wrote about Nibiru among other things, and he stated Nibiru had been a wandering planet which was captured by our solar system as it was forming. He described it as a large watery planet which revolved around the Sun in an orbit farther out in the solar system, between Mars and Jupiter. He went out to describe how Nibiru was responsible for creating the Earth. He stated as Nibiru orbited the solar system it hit a planet named Tiamat and broke it into two pieces. One piece became the Earth and the other the Moon. He went on to say the debris from the collision became the asteroid belt. How did Sitchin know all about this? There are those who say Nibiru is having an effect on the Earth and is coming closer and they have proof. They cite the fact there is a lot of volcanic activity taking place and blame the gravitational pull of Nibiru for this. That seems very improbable, because one would think if there is a gravitational effect that strong it would have affected our space probes and the orbit of the Moon and possibly other planets. There is a woman who claims she also has proof of Nibiru's impending approach, because she channeled the information from aliens. Her name is Nancy Leader. She comes from Wisconsin and has stated she was contacted by aliens when she was a child and they told her about Nibiru's impending approach and the disaster it would cause. The approach of Nibiru has been a very popular topic. Again, I want to explain something. We are building incredibly powerful telescopes which are so powerful it is said they will be able to see exoplanets for the first time. Why haven't we been able to see Nibiru if it is in our solar system and heading toward us? Surely it would be closer than any exoplanet. There is a certain segment of society which loves to talk about impending disasters, even if they aren't true. It seems they have latched onto the Nibiru story. Perhaps the fact it has been talked a lot about on television shows and on some websites and in sensational supermarket tabloids has something to do with the fact it is so popular. We are being deluged with doomsday scenarios. Sometimes when I read some of them, I get the feeling they are written by children, and indeed, how would we know if that was true or not? There is a certain type of person who loves to talk about disasters, and these people have also taken up the Nibiru legend. I just have to say to people, there is nothing to worry about, just as there was nothing to worry about when the Mayan calendar ran out and some people believed it meant the end of the world.